This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left are out to get you, whether they, I mean, they openly admit it, so it's not like it's a hidden agenda. Welcome, terrorists, formerly known as patriotic Americans. Do you know that they will consider you a domestic terrorist if you fly a flag outside of your home? You guys remember, you probably don't, it depends on when you were listening to the program, but we talked about a lady who had a flag on her home. And some guy was walking his dog, the lady was on the porch, and he's berating her for having an American flag flying outside of her house. And I remember the reaction was like, are you kidding? And I mean, I think there'll come a day where people are afraid to show any type of patriotism for this country. Glad you guys are with me. I'm not talking about a Confederate flag, which, by the way, isn't offensive to me at all. As a black man, I see it as a sign of Southern pride. I don't see the Confederate flag and think I'm going to get lynched. I see it and go, interesting. And I have many friends and acquaintances who've had Southern flags. I've been to places where the flag flew. I mean, it was more of that flag than the American flag, and I never one time went, oh, Lordy, 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 I've got to get out of here. This white boys is crazy. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Oh, my gosh. So I'm telling you, they want to get you. And this Katie Couric, who you probably looked at one time as a fair and balanced news person or whatever, Jeopardy producers are reportedly concerned about her controversial comments bashing the Republican Party ahead of her planned guest hosting duties on the Jeopardy show. She appeared on Real Time with Bill Maher, where she spent much of the show trashing Trump, which, by the way, let me tell you something, folks. It's very fashionable for the leftists to jump onto the bandwagon of, oh, Donald Trump, he's so a gauche. He's such a, whatever. They use all kinds of terms. He's Bush. He's a Neanderthal. Oh, my gosh. He's a terrible. They don't believe it. It's fashionable. You know what's so sad is that there are so many people who dote on the idea, on these people who will turn on a dime. They turn on, oh, that was so last year. You can't wear the same shoes, you can't wear the same coat, the same pants, same shirt. It was last year's fashion. You got to get with the new stuff, man. And you got, when I tell you these people, I'm glad they get a lot of money because they got to keep up with the trends. They don't even have to like it. Let me ask you this. Think about it. A fashion trend comes along. Did you like every trend? Like, for example, the big collared coats, the jackets, I can't stand them. I didn't like them in the 60s, and I don't like them today. Bell bottoms. I will never, ever wear bell bottoms again. Platform shoes. Especially the one with the goldfish in them. Come on, Peter. Do something. I would never wear platform shoes again. I wore them, man, you couldn't even give me, I think I had to cut the front off my platform shoes. I love them so much. When I was a kid, they looked like a woman's shoes because I had the toes exposed when I outgrew them. Y'all think I'm lying, but I cut the toes off. I love them shoes. Made me look much taller. You know, when you're a kid, you want to be taller anyway. Anyway, Katie Couric, she's on the show. She's trashing Trump. But what really got her in trouble was the comment she made about the people that were on Capitol Hill. And she said this, it's so shocking. Not only are they not conceding Bill, but their thoughts that there might be some collusion among members of Congress. Some are refusing to go through magnetometers to check for weapons. They're not wearing masks during this siege. Then she called for the deprogramming of Republicans. See, that's the problem with them. You disagree with the left. As long as you agree with them, everything's good. They don't like you. They don't necessarily respect you, but they will at least go, well, at least they're towing the line. Little Lisa says what we tell her to say. It really is a power play. I'm convinced of it. They're like spousal abusers or rapists. You know, they just get off on your fear. Yeah, look, you see, did you see the look of fear in her eye when we disagreed? Yeah. They get off on it. Like, vile voyeurs. I'll give you another story. You remember, not long ago, week and a half ago, officer supposedly ran down a crowd in Seattle. And it was reported like he had gone off the deep end. This, this dude in blue, a police guy, he decided he'd had enough and he just started plowing people. And I'm telling you, when I heard the story, I was like, wow, I didn't read it. I was like, man, he must have gone off the deep end. I wonder what happened. Ooh. You know, it does happen. There is a bad cop out there, you know, from time to time, Kev, you can't protect them all, you know, and it was going through my mind. And then you know what I found out after I had a little bit more time? I think I was on a plane or something. I landed and I got a little time to look at the news. It turns out he was escaping from Antifa. They were threatening his life. He barely gets to his squad car. He's like, I'm getting out of here. Because the car isn't going to protect you when they break the windows and drag you out and pull a Gaddafi, dragging you down the street and probably getting away with it. That's what's so sad. Because you have so many people in this country who want to defund the police, who say they're pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon, and so on and so forth, that this man said, I got no protection here. And not only that, he did not only not have protection because he couldn't use his weapon again. Because I'm telling you right now, I'd have shot four or five of them and said, now I don't know who's next. But anywho, there's going to be some dead people. I've already told you guys. I've been in a couple of crowds where guys got mad at me. Once was at the Chavez-Whitaker fight, and I bet a bunch of Mexicans against Chavez. I took Whitaker, and Whitaker whooped his Mexican behind, and these Mexicans were like, yeah, whatever, whatever. And they didn't want to pay up, but it turned out it was a draw, so everything was cool. But I'm telling you, I looked at that crowd and said, look, y'all are going to take me. There's no question about it. But four of you will never work again. Like, your body will never work like it did in the past. I guarantee you. And they backed off. Short break, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Starting to realize you're not as free as you used to be. America is not the same country it was when you grew up. It's not even the same country it was a year ago. Welcome, everybody. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Boy, look, I'm not going to be negative about this country. I don't care that we have a clown, a demented clown, who is on the take, been on the take for decades, who's got a crackhead son that has effectively used the American taxpayer so he can feather the nest of the entirety of the Biden family. And for the record, I don't care that Biden wants to protect his crackhead son. I get it. If we had a crackhead son, we'd want to protect. I wouldn't let him use the taxpayers. And he'd probably have to go to rehab, and he'd have to make restitution, I mean, and all that. But I understand a father's want to do that, and the Biden family. They talk about the closeness of the Biden family. I was going to tell you guys a little inside baseball. I'm not going to do it about the Biden family, and it has to do with education. But one of these days, I will tell this story. Anyway, America, different country. Most of you have figured out you can't speak freely. you thought, man, it's a free country. As long as I'm not yelling fire in a crowded theater, I can say what I think. I think they cheated. Oh, social media says shut up. The media says shut up. The leftists say shut up or we will stop you from getting jobs. We will take away your kids. Unless you admit, Republicans, Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, all you others, Ted Cruz, you better admit that a cheat didn't happen, that Joe Biden won legitimately. I told you guys before, I did a whole show on this, how they have to demand this. See, they're telling you they cheated. Now they got a right, they got to get it. Destroy the evidence by making you capitulate. And if you think they're going to let up, don't think it for one second. The only way you're going to continue to get to talk about it is if you come talk on, quote, conservative outlets. Then you can talk about it. But don't talk about it over there. Don't publicly. Don't talk about it on Twitter. Don't talk about it on Facebook. Don't talk about it through Google, because they will shut you down. We learned in the last election, folks, forget free speech. Your vote doesn't count either. It can be manipulated, and they'll do it. I mean, how many times have you ever seen the count goes up, 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 up on TV? Suddenly, thousands, tens of thousands of votes disappear. They shut it all down, and then guess what? The other guy wins. It never happens. Votes don't go backwards. Not in the history of this republic. When you're doing a running tally of votes, every time you update, it should be positive. It should be more. Nope, not with them. How much did Donald Trump teach you about media manipulation? The fake news. And God forbid you see what the social media people are doing to you. They won't even let you have an opinion. You can't even say, you know, it just doesn't make common sense to me that Joe Biden would be more popular than Barack Obama. I can only believe that that happened with a cheat. Oh, there you went. You're banned. You're totally legit. They know it. They know it with their heart of hearts. They know exactly what's happened. And yet they try to convince you otherwise. Your business, folks, is at the mercy of bureaucrats. There are business people out there that are conservative in thought. And you know what? They won't let it out. They won't. Look, if you got a business you're running and it's worth $100 million, it's paying the bills, you're living the high life, look at Mike Lindell. That takes guts, what that guy did. But he's sitting on pillows. You know, Mike can shut things down because pillows are cheap to make. Some of these business people keep their mouths shut because they don't want a factory to be scuttled because the powers that be decide they want to go after them. You want to have a big inventory, millions and millions, maybe even billions of dollars sitting in storage somewhere, in warehouses? You got to toe the line. It's too scary out there for the guys doing it right. So business is at the mercy of elitists, a bunch of bureaucrats who decide who the winners and losers are. Oh, you think you're free, right? Yeah, you're so free you can't even breathe free air. You go to a public place and they got to put that mouth diaper on. Joe Biden says you're on federal land. Who owns federal land? You do. You're on federal land. You got to wear a mask. You're not sick. You're not worried about getting sick. What about if you've gotten the vaccine? You still got to wear the stupid mask. Why? Oh, that's right. The vaccine doesn't always work. Neither do the test. They manipulate the numbers. Oh, this is how many people have died. This is how many people have gotten sick. They won't tell you the number of people who've gotten sick and recovered, but they'll tell you the number of people who've gotten sick and died. And then if you inquire about that and say, but wait a minute, how about the dude that got two bullets in the back of the head? He tested positive for COVID. Manipulation all across. And you got to take it. You can't say anything about it, because if you do, you can end up in trouble. And so for all the people out there, you know, Kevin, I can't say the things that you say, man, because you're a black guy, all that. What's being black got to do with it? Facebook won't kick me off? They unpublished my largest page, which they had already beat me up for 5 years, not letting me grow. That page should be at 10 million. and it was at 560,000 and shrinking, and then they just cut it off. Did I do anything wrong? No. Hey, you need to claim your page. We need to verify that you are who you are. Okay, here's all the verification. Oops, you made a mistake. You didn't do this. Can you call them? Can you find out? Can you call your congressperson and get it back? No, it's dead. You know any other thing where you can spend money building a business and somebody can arbitrarily cut you off for no reason and you have no recourse? Zero. I'm telling you, folks, can't even breathe freely. Think about that. You can't even go out and take a good old breath of fresh American air without somebody saying, "Where's your mask?" And it's some dweeb. Oh, one guy told me, we don't serve you unless you have a mask. I said, okay, I'm out of here. That was it. I left. And it's funny how they think they're so big and bad because they're the mask Gestapo. I'm just giving you examples. Do you miss your freedom? Do you miss the ability to just go live life on your terms? I don't even feel I can get used to all this. I could love it or leave it. It doesn't even matter. But you got a generation of kids who are going to be nothing but lemmings. They are going to be led, might as well, Pied Piper. They're going to get led down the primrose path of whatever they want if they don't learn how to critically think and understand how this manipulation occurs. You raising strong-minded, strong-willed youngsters? Because if you're not, this world is going to eat them alive. This leftist stuff is going to crush them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says Americans need financial help and they need it now.
And economists agree that if there's not more help, many more people will lose their small businesses, the roofs over their heads, and the ability to feed their families.
Yellen says, according to the data released yesterday, more than 1 million people applied for unemployment last week. Yellen and President Joe Biden ignored a question regarding the stock market and GameStop. The annual March for Life is underway, but it's a virtual affair this year. The pro-life event normally features a crowd of thousands in Washington, D.C., but the plans were changed due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Event President Jeannie Mancini says the pro-life movement aims to protect the voiceless from abortions. USA Radio News. Authorities in Georgia are looking for answers after a chemical leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville killed at least six people.
At least six people were killed and nine others were hospitalized after a liquid nitrogen leak at a meatpacking plant in Gainesville, Georgia. Five of the victims died at the scene of the hazmat incident at Prime Pack Foods, and a sixth died at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. Nine patients were transferred to the medical center, including three Gainesville firefighters. The cause of the leak wasn't known, and there was no explosion. Liquid nitrogen is used to chill meats during processing. It's colorless, odorless, and can cause severe burns. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A series of winter storms are forecast to batter parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic over the next few days. The National Weather Service says people in the region should expect heavy snow, Arctic air, and strong winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The elites have rigged the system, folks. They have indeed. And there's so many ways to play the game and keep your money and stuff like that. I remember hearing Mark Cuban years ago. I almost went to work for Cuban's company, by the way. Turned it down because I was making so much money. I had two youngsters, one age one and age three. And I couldn't take the gig, but one of the buddy of mine who wanted me to go there, he cashed out as a billionaire along with Cuban. His name is Stan. Welcome back, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Anyway, years ago when Cuban sold out Broadcast.com, I believe, to Yahoo, and then he got his couple billion, whatever amount of money he got, I remember him talking about how he protects his money, how it's no way for him to lose in the market. And I remember being so enthralled in that conversation of how he hedges every bet so he can keep his money relatively steady. I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. And I talked to another friend of mine who's a very wealthy kid. He came from a wealthy family. We went to high school together. And he says, I was starting to make a little bit of money. And I said to him, hey, man, how do I make sure I don't, you know, I want to make the right investments. And he gave me his no-lose situation. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. You know, it's not, you're not making a ton of money. He had steady money at 5.65%. But if you put $20 million in at 5.65%, you're pulling out quite a bit of money every single year in just interest. I thought, man, that's a slick way to do that. Pulling out a cool mill. So you learn that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these types of investment. I mean, there's good money. Like, for example, credit cards, you know, they charge 8, 10, 12% in a market where, you know, money is practically free. There's a lot of ways to make money. And I don't decry the wealthy for doing these things, but, you know, as a poor kid, I was making, you know, 70 grand a year as an engineer or something. And you just wonder, you know, how do you get to that level to where Cuban and those guys are? How do you become a Pelosi where in 2008, you have a $12 million report of your finances, and in 2010, you're worth $36 million, and then in 2019, you're worth over $100 million? When you make a couple hundred grand a year. How does that happen? Well, we're learning how it happens. We had some interesting things happen with the stock market today, and it made some of the wealthy people super mad, because guess what? Ordinary Joes figured out how to manipulate the market. Now, keep in mind, Congress can insider trade. They can make it to where they never lose. I'll give you a good example. Face mask, all these companies that are working on this cure for the disease that doesn't kill enough people to say grace over, How much money do you think Fauci's getting from Gilead or whatever, however you pronounce it? He's so tied into that thing. Face mask and nebulizers, I don't know, whatever they, all the stuff that they're selling, all the disinfectants. You think that the people in Congress didn't take full advantage of knowing what was going to be coming down the pike? Man, they grease their skids so much. Here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see the difference between Pelosi's value in 2019 and what it is in 2020. And she should be forced to give that money back. It's insane. So, what happened? Well, here's a rich guy that was not too happy that some very astute investors, ordinary guys, made some hedge fund guys lose their shorts. Here's the clip.
The reason the market is doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting the checks from the government, okay? And this fair share is a bullshit concept. Again, it's just a way of attacking wealthy people, and, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
You see, folks, the stock market is rigged. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The stock market is rigged. It's a shell game played by elites of both parties, and they tried to pull a fast one in the stock market, and I've been warning leftists for a lot of long time. We will get even with you. We will get our comeuppance. A guy was explaining how all this worked, and he says, it appears that big tech is colluding with Wall Street to bail out hedge funds after private investors beef them at their own game. Congress should subpoena Robinhood and anyone involved with the GameStop halt, as well as AMC, the theater chain, and make them explain themselves. Now, in case you missed it, there's been a lockdown in America and around the world. And AMC Theaters is one of the companies that was taking it in the shorts. Why? Because they had theaters and no films. No, they weren't making any films in Hollywood. And they couldn't show them in the theaters anyway because of social distancing and all the lockdowns. So their stock was just cratering. So what hedge funds did was short the stock. Meaning they said it's going to plummet, and they were forcing a bankruptcy because when they say we think that the stock's going to, they're betting that the stock's going to go down, they pretty much force it down. But small investors saw an opportunity, and they started buying AMC, and they drove the price up. So AMC was able to get, by the way, AMC, I believe, is owned by a conservative, but they raised $900 million. They ended up saving thousands of jobs, but they're considered the bad guys by the elites because so many people took it in the shorts. See, retail investors are blocked from purchasing stocks, while hedge funds were free to trade whenever they wanted. That's what they did when they shut down the market. That's not a free market, in case you didn't realize that. So the way this guy would explain it, he says, Tim borrows Bob's shares in a stock. And I'm going to go to GameStop, which is another stock that got beat up. I mean, it was getting beat up, and then the investors did the same thing. So he sells them for $10, but he pays Bob $1 to do this and promises to give Bob all his money back. So if the stock goes down to $5, Tim then buys the shares at $5, gives Bob his dollar back, and he profits $4 on an investment that he technically never owned. So that's the start. And what it does is it forces down the price of GameStop, in this case, because this is the one that the guy's talking about, and they short the stock. And it usually works fine. It's been done gazillion times. So what they did is they shorted GameStop, GME is the symbol, from $20 to $10 to $4. They rode this thing down. So in other words, they buy the stock for a dollar, or let's say they buy it for $10. They sell it for $20. I'm sorry, the stock is worth $10. They buy it for $20, they sell it for $15, and then they end up profiting $5, and it goes to $10, and they do it. And it may be smaller, the percentage, in terms of it as it goes down, but you're still making a ton of money, and you really don't have a ton of risk, necessarily. I mean, there's risk in that market. It's called futures. But they're compounding their greed, and they did it again and again and again. And they're making these theoretical $1 billion. They're bankrupting the company because the share prices are used usually as collateral. It's like I told you about Jack. Jack's got no real money. Jack Dorsey of Twitter. He's a paper billionaire. And even though they can sell off a certain amount every month, they do it quietly usually, but when there's a free fall, they get, oh, we got to sell it, and it becomes a feeding frenzy. Well, anyway, here's what happened. Wall Street Bets is a trading and investing group on Reddit, and somebody noted that the hedge funds had shorted 140% of the available shares. They were greedy. They actually bought and sold more shares than the company had. And they didn't own them. They borrowed 140% of all the available shares. You could not buy them all back. So Wall Street Bets realized this, and they told everybody. Now, the rule with short selling is that all those shares that they borrow have to be paid back. So, realizing that these hedge funds had shorted GME by a ridiculous amount, 140%. I don't know who's watching this, but these guys on Reddit, which are just the ordinary guys, these are not your big money guys. They bought every share they could get their hands on, and they drove the price up. So, think about this. These other guys are betting it's good. This is Trading Places. If you remember that last scene where they go, how'd you guys make out? Well, this is exactly what happened to these guys, and I don't have a bit of sympathy for them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The reason the market is doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting the checks from the government, okay, and this fair share is a bullshit concept. Okay, it's just a way of attacking wealthy people, and, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
A win for the good guys. I was a very wealthy guy who's mad at the poor folk. Like, these poor people sitting around doing a... Well, you know what? I don't know who these poor folk are, but the poor folk have figured out how to get back at the rich folk. And the rich folk may just find out that their game has been disrupted. Welcome back, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Now look, I don't decry the rich, but I decry those who just take advantage of the system. See, I was having this discussion with some acquaintances of mine, soon to be very good friends. I know this, I can tell. And we were talking about when you earn your money, you deserve it. You're like, I'm happy to pay my fair share of taxes, but I don't need to pay more. You know, when these guys are, they've done nothing except have things handed to them. They don't have to work for it. It's a trust fund. They don't have to absorb the family's business. I have a good friend. He ran for governor of Missouri. His name is John Bruner. John took over his company's, his family's rather, 100-year-old company. It was failing, and he turned it into the one of the, I think he's the largest tax producer in the state of Missouri. Sold it. $250 million. Quarter of a billion. Now, that's not much when you think about these paper billionaires, but he built manufacturing plants that made products. And he gave $50 billion to his employees. And the stories about John are amazing. What he's given away, what he's done. Selflessly. No motive necessarily. But even if he did, even if he wanted his name in lights, I wouldn't care. That dude helped people. He would tell me stories. He said, Kevin, there would be people on crack running butt. He says, there's a guy on crack running butt naked up the railroad tracks while I'm trying to get more money out of my banker, trying to save my family business. And he put it in a predominantly black area of town because he says he wanted to give opportunity to people that couldn't have gotten to the company if he put it anywhere else. That's the kind of guy this white man was. But, oh, he's got white privilege. You know, and a host of other things. See, there are guys like that, conservative guys out there, like this new buddy of mine, Kev, and Randy, and Jeff. They're out there doing it, working hard, innovating. And so they go out and they earn their money, and then they want to be good stewards. They have to be good stewards of it. They got people to depend on them. But the government doesn't have to be. It's got an endless source of money. And so you get these other kids that are out there. They go out, daddy gives them $1 billion in a trust fund, and then they're like, I don't understand why people just don't want to give up $1 billion. You're right, $1 billion, if you're a crackhead like Hunter Biden, that's a lot of money to sit around and do nothing, to have brought no value. He brought no value to Burisma, except the big guy. How much are they going to let him get away with now? Anyway, I'm talking about this group that absolutely wreaked havoc on a hedge fund. They shorted, these guys were shorting GameStop, a stock that was losing money. You can go and rent video games and stuff. I'm not into video games and I don't care, but their people are. What they did is there were people playing games with the livelihood of the people that work at these retail outlets. Just saying, let's go out and make a bunch of money. Let's not worry about the consequences. So they went out and they overbought. They bought and sold and bought and sold and weren't keeping up with the numbers, and they overbought 140%, give or take. And so then some guys found out about it and went, uh-oh, we can drive these guys crazy. And they did. Because eventually they had to buy all those shares back at whatever price, that they could get them. No choice. When it comes due, just like it did in Trading Places, then guess what? You got to come up with the money. So in this example, the guy wrote, if they borrowed 10 million shares and they sold them for 10 bucks a piece, they made 100 million in immediate profit. Yeah. Immediate profit. But eventually they had to buy those million shares back, and they didn't have a choice. That's what happens when you short a stock. The stock is only on loan to you. So the Redditors, these guys that were part of this Reddit group, they call themselves the Wall Street Bets, they bought the shares, drove up the price, forced the hedge fund guys to buy them back at an amazing price. So, yeah, they made an initial $100 million, but they had to spend, get this, $1.5 billion to get the same shares back. And they lost a cool, in this particular case, $1.4 billion. Well, they doubled down. They shorted more because they were sure that they could manipulate the stock enough to get it to crash and save themselves. So let me give you the numbers. They did everything they could to manipulate, because guess what? They're big money guys, man. They can call in favors. They got congressmen and senators and all these people at the ready. But you know what they didn't have at the ready? You. I don't know if you got in on it. I didn't. I'm in the stock market. I know what I'm looking at. I'm not going to tell you guys because I don't want anybody going, oh, Kevin, you're trying to increase the value of your stocks. Nope, not going to tell you mine. Anyway, the people kept buying the stock. They knew what was going on. And it ended up being one of the most monumental fails in the history of the market. And it showed that the little guy can win. And I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about put a shot over the bow to those who think they can manipulate the market and have been doing it time and time again. They put a shot over the bow that will be felt for quite some time. Greed, greed, greed. I remember when I was selling for a company and I became the, they said, Kevin, you're up for salesman of the year. And I deserved it. It's one of those things in life where I go, man, I absolutely deserved it. I sold the heck out of this product. I believed in it. I had the right base to sell, and I sold it. And so I became salesman. I won the award, salesman of the year, against all odds. So they flew me out to, you know, for the awards dinner. And but before I went to that, the national sales manager, his name was Tom, he said, hey, Kev. He goes, do you want to go through the factory and see the people, see your parts being made? I said, yeah, it'd be really cool. I'd never seen them. I mean, I'd seen them when they sent me the samples, but not being made. So he says, let's show. So we were going through the factory. Man, all these little Asian women was out in California, in Torrance. And he says, hey, you know, Phung or whatever, there were a lot of Vietnamese ladies. This is the guy that has you your job. That's the way he described me. He says, he's the reason why you're making this part, why we have this product line, this production line. That's the guy that keeps you working. And I remember thinking, wow, because up to that point, sales to me was just a contest. I didn't think about the downstream ramifications. I sell a part, somebody gets a job. I looked at it as, I sell a part, that dude over there doesn't get the check. I got the check. Ha! That was the way I looked at it. But I looked at it a lot differently after that. I went, wow, my sales have consequences, or my lack thereof. I don't sell that part, she may not have her job. Now, I didn't take it onto my shoulders like, you know, a beast of burden. Like, oh, my God, if I don't sell, poor little fool, you know, a little win. No, but I did take it more seriously. I didn't think of it as just beating the other guy. Anyway, so let's just go back here. So these guys, this company was called Melvin Capital, multi-billion dollar hedge fund. They got to have a bailout because they lost so much money shorting one stock, GameStop. They borrowed millions off of another hedge fund. Now, I just want you to understand, on Monday, the stock price was $76, and they were trying to shoot this thing down to nothing. It had gone down to $4. The stock ended up, let me give you the number, $148. Let me give you the actual number, $147.98, just so you know we're not splitting hairs. Up from $4. These hedge fund guys are still shorting the stock at 130% of shares. All of those millions of dollars and millions of shares have to be paid back, and they are still at it. Now, I don't know if I didn't even look at the stock. I was traveling. But let me tell you, this is enough to drive people to jump out of buildings in Wall Street. And I won't feel sorry for a lot of them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.